Blog Talk Radio.
So we are live this morning on our Blog Talk Radio show. We're on the air, so we'll say good morning, America. To God be the glory. So we want to say to people all over the world who are tuning in, whether they're on the air right now or not, it will be. So good morning, Brother Darrell.
Brother Darrell, where you at?
Where you at, Brother Darrell?
What's going on?
Yes, it's my morning, brother of the Most High, Pastor Rick Coates. We're so excited.
Good morning.
To be doing life with these mighty men of God. And, of course, our studio audience, Papa Pastor, is always
shooting and booting.
Yes.
Ready to serve, ready to come to the show, ready to go out, ready to
whatever.
Now, the Lord tells him, he's like, here I am, send me.
Send me, Lord. I'll go at 81.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come on, now. I gotta start working out.
But what, you see his t-shirt he's wearing?
Our God is consuming fire.
He said that this morning. You better wear that hat. He's like, yeah,
go out.
He's like, you don't matter. He goes, I don't need to.
But he said,
it's a message.
That's
he said.
Right.
He said, you know.
I like that. You guys don't know y'all. So, look, Darrell, we are hoping to see you and your beautiful, amazing wife, really soon. But definitely, because we've got some business to take care of. So come on down, and the price is right. So, Pastor Rick, I'm excited because we wanted to encourage you guys to come on, hang out, see what God is talking about, and all of his goodness today. Because he's talking about a lot of stuff in his word. I pray that you guys open up your word every day, morning or noon or night or all three, okay? So that you can hear what God is saying to you in this season just for you.
Ella le pide a Dios que cada uno de ustedes estén abriendo la palabra de Dios en la mañana, en la tarde o en la noche, porque tenemos que estar escuchando de él para nuestras vidas. So le pedimos a Dios que cada uno de ustedes estén buscando y estén estudiando su palabra.
Yeah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And God is good.
Dios es bueno.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to, first of all, to just be touched with the love today, God, Father. To be able to have
estamos contentos por el amor de Dios.
Yes.
Esta mañana.
A new opportunity, guys.
Oportunidades nuevas cada mañana.
So ask God. God, what is it that you have need of me for today?
Si tenemos que preguntarle a Dios, ¿qué? ¿Qué quieres que
haga?
Well, I got to tell you something.
Good morning, Mark.
So I'm talking to Pastor Marlowe last night about the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And my Lily, she's like a little bit nosy, okay?
Lily.
Who are you talking to? I said, Pastor Marlowe, oh, I didn't talk to her. She got on the phone. And then somehow they got in the conversation. Happy birthday. She said, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And Marlowe said, yeah. And she goes, Marlowe, how old are you? And she goes, 28. And then I said, she's my twin. I'm 28, too. She goes, Grandma, no, you're not. You just had a birthday. You freaking time.
watching us via Facebook Live.
Yeah. Every year he wants a copy because, you know, we did a show too. Mujeres Victoriosas is with women of history.
Yeah.
And he's a man. I'll be watching from Reynosa and asking how one day I want to go over there and share the good news. Like, it was such a desire in his heart. He goes, and now I'm standing here seeing what I
did ago, specifically about coming to the House of Glory to minister. So when I asked him that, he just broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Laura was telling him because God answered his prayer specifically.
Yes.
And then Sunday after it was all said and done, he comes to me at the end of the service and he says, I want to be here for this ministry. God told me this is what I need to do to help. It's all about, you know, winning souls.
Yes.
It's all about
and sharing the
good news. And I want to be a part of what this ministry is. It's just, it's all about.
And I mean, they do worship wherever God is here at Marine Park, any other churches that
have to. Glory.
They cook. His wife, know that we love you. She cooks a lot of the food for now. God has enlarged territory there in the second part on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they cook for both parts.
Right.
So God is extending territory and they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're saying yes to the PRAMC.
Yeah.
And I thank God for those warriors that are asking us.
Yeah.
The assignments. We have assignments. And we're not, once again, we're not here to compete. We're here to complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm excited, looking forward to it. And just
who
could be against us?
Nobody.
Estamos hablando ahora de Dios celestial apartado.
Yes, so I don't know if you know, but God has a layaway stored up, many layaways stored up for all of his children.
Dios tiene muchas cosas apartadas para todos sus hijos.
Yes, and we're going to take you to the word of God.
Y vamos a leer la palabra de Dios. Los vamos a enseñar a cada uno de ustedes donde él nos dice
that he's laid up for us. So he has a heavenly layaway for you and for me.
Yes.
So what we do is we don't go in and possess it.
Mm.
We don't activate it. We don't Yes. So God has it for us. So we're excited that God has done this for us already.
Ya Dios ya lo hizo. Ya está hecho.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. He's already done.
No, I said, yeah, está hecho.
We want you guys to go to Psalms 31 and 19 and please be mindful to write these scriptures down so that you can go back and read for yourself.
She said, I'm going to learn Spanish.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Pam.
My twin is learning.
I'm just so excited about what God is talking about. Because listen, his word never returns void.
Mm-hmm.
It never returns void.
That's what we're talking about today.
God has so many things laid up, all these promises that are in store.
Come on now. So
we're gonna just kind of weather you today and point you in the right direction of how to possess the promise.
So vamos a ayudar a dirigir al camino que Dios nos manda para sus promesas.
Okay, so let's go to the word of God.
Okay.
Psalms 31 and 19.
Vamos a leer la palabra de Dios. God's love is which is fire. La palabra de Dios es luz, es fuego. The Spirit continues to manifest in our heart. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestándose en nuestro corazón.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, y vamos al Salmos, que es 31, al verso 19. Dice, cuán grande es tu bondad, que asesoras para los...
Lavish it on them. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection. Blessing them before the watching world. This is so powerful. God has so many things laid up and stored up. We get distracted about trying to lay up our own stuff when God has already laid it up for us and stored it up. But here's how you possess it. He's laid it up for those who fear him.
Que hay muchas cosas que Dios tiene apartado con nosotros que nos quiere dar, pero muchos, pero para los que tienen miedo, fear, y él nos quiere dar todo esto.
Every department store.
Tiendas cuando las tiendas podíamos ir a pasar cosas y pagar en paz.
Come on now. A Walmart, Target.
Back in the day with Kmart.
Come on now, Kmart. Y'all remember the Mart? Okay. So y'all remember, I'm telling you, I thank God for my parents being able to visit the layaway. Possess the layaway, I wouldn't have no Christmas.
Amen.
Come on now. If they can possess the layaway, we wouldn't have no back to school. Okay?
And in Christmas,
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
and guess what? There's no longer layaway. Ya no hay. In the stores.
Es ya, es raro que puedas ir a una tienda a pasar.
Well, it's not in the store, but God is already telling you that he got some laid up.
Pero Dios ya nos está diciendo que él sí no tiene cosas a pasar.
And stored up just
para
for
nosotros.
You. So the truth of the matter is that there are still layaways.
Todavía hay cosas apartadas, pero de Dios.
And
the
only way to possess it is the fear of the Lord.
Y la única manera de poseer.
If you don't believe it, go back to Psalm 31 and 19. It tells us, he has laid it up for them that fear thee.
Mm-hmm.
And then here.
Él lo tiene apartado para los que le dale honra a él y porque él es santo.
And not only great glory, but great
glory,
great purity, and great power.
Y poder.
He is the mighty God of all power.
Es el Padre todo poderoso de todo poder.
So listen, what does it mean to be in Revelation 3? We've got to go even a little deeper. The Bible indeed does tell us to fear God. But that doesn't mean that we're to be in terror.
Sí, dice la palabra que tenemos que temar, ¿verdad? Tener temar, pero no, no. Temer, no, que tengamos temer, pero no, no, pero no en terror, pero embargo, ninguno ojo ha visto, ninguno oído ha escuchado, ninguna mente humana ha concebido lo que Dios ha preparado para los que lo aman. Ahora bien, Dios nos ha revelado esto por medio de su Espíritu, pues el Espíritu lo examina todo hasta las profundidades de Dios.
This is so powerful. So powerful. In the King James Version, it reads 1 Corinthians 2, Matthew 10, write it down. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed this 10. God truly has great things in store for you, his beloved. So he got a whole layaway. And not only just things showed up, but it says here, great things.
Cosas grandes tiene apartado para nosotros.
So he has so many things already, so many things for us to have stored up, laid up, wrapped up, just for you and for me. He even has, listen, this is so powerful. Get a hold of this.
Yes.
Even have people who don't know him store up things for you too.
Yes. Hasta tiene cosas para nosotros de la gente que no lo conocen a él.
So Jimmy says, oh, she's doing, yeah, so you know, so your name is Marla. What is your friend's name? My name is Marla.
My twin sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that we go through things, but it's all about making it through to the other side so that we can be a blessing to others and be a, you know, manifest through the things of God so that we can be a true demonstration for such a time as this. But to be encouraged, Julie, and thank you for tuning in today.
And we'll be praying.
Yes, hallelujah. And we want to encourage the body even deeper here today to know that that God has so many things not only laid up for us, settling their ways, but we're the hands and feet of Jesus.
We are. Yes.
We're the body.
Yes.
You know, and he tells us here in Proverbs 13:22.
Yes.
And the word of the Lord is so powerful.
Yes.
Ready to read.
And I also want to say something because this happened a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times that I'm hurting, my body be hurting.